Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now, I'll do it for you. Give me a big hosanna after I say this, okay? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna.
So, do you know what we mean when we say that a person is full of himself? Do you know what that means? A person is full of himself. Usually that means that the person is conceited, right? Everything is about them. Me, myself, and I. It's my cookie. It's my toy. It's my room. I want this and that. And I want that and that and that. And they just keep filling themselves up with all kinds of good things. That person is all full of themselves. Have you ever used that expression before? He's full of himself. Well, the truth is, we are all full of ourselves, aren't we? We're all selfish. We all look out for number one. You want the toy. You want the cookie. You want the room. You want. Even if it means that somebody else can't have it. And that's kind of mean, isn't it? Let me ask you this. Was Jesus all full of himself? Was he? No. No, he was not full of himself. Although he could have been, right? He is God. He is God. The angels worship him. He had the throne of heaven. All of humanity was created by him. Everything is owned by him. Could he be full of himself? Oh, sure he could. But was Jesus full of himself? No, no. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, and we're going to hear more about this today, he emptied himself. He set aside his throne. He put aside the worship of all the angels and all of his privileges, and he became one of us. One of us. And do you know why he did that? Why did he become one of us? Who knows? What? Yeah. So he could take our place and die for our sins so that he could fill us up with all of his good gifts. He emptied himself to make you full of his good gifts. So, today we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Wave your palm branches and give me a big hosanna. Hosanna. Let's try it again. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.